Then the owner of the vineyard said, "What shall I do? I will send my son, whom I love. Perhaps they will respect him." But when the tenants saw him, they talked the matter over. "This is the heir," they said. "Let's kill him, and the inheritance will be ours." So they threw him out of the vineyard and killed him. What then will the owner of the vineyard do to them? He will come and kill those tenants and give the vineyard to others. And when the people heard this, they said, "God forbid." And Jesus looked directly at them and asked, "What is the meaning of that which is written, 'The stone the builders rejected has become the cornerstone'?" That's Luke chapter 20, verses 13 through 17. Thanks for joining us as we continue through the Gospels. As we considered yesterday, a landowner sent his men to collect prearranged dues from those who were leasing his land. The tenants rejected the requests, beat the servants, and sent them home empty-handed. Jesus completed the story in today's passage. After three failed attempts with his servants, the landowner decided to send his own son. He was certain that the tenants would show respect. However, they killed the owner's son, reasoning that with him dead, the land and the harvest would be theirs. This story has ready application. The sovereign landowner sent his son to the quote-unquote tenants, and instead of accepting Jesus, they rejected him, ultimately putting him to death on the cross. The religious leaders of the day were the tenants in the story. Today, we can liken ourselves to these tenants. The sovereign landowner has sent his son to us. Jesus came to die for our sins on the cross. He did for us what we could not do for ourselves. Will you accept or reject the landowner's son? At the end of the day, that's the question. Father, I pray for anyone who has not accepted Jesus. May today be the day. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. If you'd like for us to pray for you here at The Journey, or you'd like to know more about knowing Jesus, send your request to prayer at ronmoore.org. Prayer at ronmoore.org.